Let's suppose we do the following. Suppose we replace, but let's consider all of my memories and all of my personality at a certain time. So I've got all these memories, I've got this personality. My memories obviously change as experience accumulates. I accumulate new memories and I lose old memories. Memories fade away, perhaps never to be regained. My personality changes over time. My experiences cause my personality to change. The process of maturation causes personality to change. So there are certainly changes in memories and personality. Suppose that we actually now go much further than that and we artificially introduce a complete change of memory and personality into a person. So we take a person, let's say me at this time, and we erase from my brain all of my memories, all of my personality. This is obviously going to be done with a science fiction brain zapping mechanism. And what we do then is we reintroduce into that brain and body a completely different set of memories and personality traits. So if we have me starting off with memories of living in England and being a student in Manchester and Oxford and going through various experiences and having certain personality traits such as my generosity and my extreme integrity. I'm making a joke here about this. The various, whatever my personality traits may be, we replace them with the personality traits of something completely different. Let's suppose, for the sake of argument, we put into this brain and body all the memories and personality traits of Adolf Hitler, just to make it nice and dramatic. So we put all of those memories and traits in. I mean, let's suppose we do perform this operation while the person we started with, namely me, is anaesthetised. So the next morning, somebody wakes up with my body and brain, and they have all the memories of Adolf Hitler and all the personality traits. They behave in all the same ways, same emotional reactions. They remember being at school in Germany in the 1920s and all the rest of it, right? They have all of those characteristics. Now we ask a very simple question. Who is that? Is that person who results from this brain-zapping operation Colin McGinn, or is it Adolf Hitler? It's extremely, I think, difficult to accept that it's Colin McGinn. It's surely, if it's anybody, it's Adolf Hitler. It's hard to believe that it's me, because even though it has my body and brain, the same physical things that I had the day before, it's my body and my brain. I haven't changed those things as physical entities. We have changed the characteristics of the person so dramatically that we're not any longer willing to say we have the same person. We've changed the personality, we've changed the memories, and given that changes of that magnitude, we're not inclined to say that we're dealing with the very same person. So there seems to be some kind of essential connection, does there not, between being the person you are and your psychology. You can't separate being the person you are from the psychology that you have. Admittedly, as we've said, your psychology can change over time, but the idea that you can just completely replace it with something, a different psychology, is inconsistent with the idea that the self persists through that change. Now, let's take another thought experiment about this, about the body. Can it really be the body that's responsible for personal identity? Well, there's an easy way to see that it certainly can't be just the body. Let's have this thought experiment. For some reason, I've got a disease and my body is deteriorating, and the doctors decide, this is a science fiction example, the doctors decide that I need a body replacement, a body transplant. So fortunately, they have a technique whereby they can do that, and they introduce a healthy body, and they remove my brain from my unhealthy body, and they insert it into this new healthy body. This body may be a brand new one that they've created on an assembly line, or it may not, but they put it into a new body. The operation is performed, I wake up the next day, and I have, of course, as a result of the operation, all the memories and personality traits and so on that I've ever had. It seems to me as if I'm just me. But I may notice I've got a very different body. Maybe they've got to give me a better version. Instead of my usual 5'6" body, they give me a 6'2" body. I've got the body of Arnold Schwarzenegger or something. So there I am with this new body. Who is this that's woken up? Who is it? Is it still me or is it not me? Surely the answer is it's me in a different body. You just transplanted me as a person into another body. Well, given that that's so, we can't possibly identify me with my body. I cannot be identical to my body, since if we switch my brain into another body, it's still me. So there's no identity between me and my body, or between you and your body, or anybody and their body, because you can always have a brain transplant operation. You can switch bodies. There's nothing metaphysically difficult about that. So if the self is to be identified with anything about the body, it certainly can't be the body. It must be the brain which exists in the body.